Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Tuned into the GoCast podcast, your one-stop shop for updates, news, tips, and community in the world of Pokemon Go. Thank you for listening.
Hello and welcome to the GoCast podcast. This is a little bonus episode. Kyle and I are both here. Hi, how's it going, Kyle? How are you?
I'm good.
It was a very strange intro. I deviated quite a bit there. Your eyes went wide with surprise and partial alarm, I think. But
someone out there is going to be upset I didn't get to have a regular greeting.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, those are for the numbered episodes. This isn't one of those. So anyway, Kyle and I wanted to just chat a little bit about GoTour Sinnoh Global before we have our all hands seasonal recording later this week. Those recordings run for a while, and so we thought, hey, why don't we knock this out first separately and put it
time.
Out? Yeah, exactly. This is going to save us quite a bit of time, I think, later. So, good deal. So, Kyle and I got to actually play together 2 days in a row. It's wild out here that we're just bulking our playing norms left and right. We both had a chance to play all day Saturday and all day Sunday. So, both full days of global. So, we went over LA in the last episode of GoCast. You asked me a bunch of questions, but now we both get to speak from a position of experience. So, Mr. Kyle, I think the first thing that we should probably talk about is that there was no difference in days for this event. Saturday and Sunday were identical. Now, what does that consist of really quick? I mean, here's a quick little overview. There were rotating habitats every hour, and every other hour there would be Origin Form Dialga and Palkia available in raids. And what habitat it happened to be at that time would determine what the wild spawns would be. You would see each habitat twice. There were 4 habitats total, so 8 total play hours each day. So both days were the same. So Kyle, how did you feel about that? Before we get into like the nitty gritty about the event itself, the habitats, you know, our opinions on if the spawns were worthwhile and every hour, all that stuff, you know, our opinions. I'm interested what you think overall. Was the format good? Was it a misstep that they didn't do something special for the second day? You know, what are you thinking?
So I think there's positives and negatives to what they did, in that it's really nice for maybe somebody who didn't get to play the full time on Saturday has more opportunities on Sunday, or somebody who doesn't play at all on Saturday gets the opportunity on Sunday. I wish they had adequately communicated it. I don't believe it was adequately communicated. We kind of just waited until, you know, beta testers in New Zealand and Australia got it.
Yeah.
Our answers. But yeah. I would have liked to see something a little bit different for Sunday. But I think that kind of ties into my overall thoughts of the event. So maybe I'm a little bit biased there.
Okay. I'm curious as to what that bias might be. While I want to say that it was boring and a bummer, I think from an accessibility standpoint, like you were leading with, like if you can't play one of those 2 days, it is nice for your FOMO to have the same opportunity both days to, you know, prioritize as you see fit. Right. But was it kind of boring for those of us that like played both days entirely, the hardcore players? We might be in a minority, but we are out here and we are loud on social media.
Definitely. I understand being in the minority here. A lot of people did not play 16 hours over the course of 2 days. So,
gosh, what are they even doing with their time? Family, friends, work,
eating?
Come on. No, people don't eat. No, that's fine. Just have a puff and you're good for 8 hours. That's fine. Yeah. Okay. All right. So the same day twice was sort of a bummer, but it didn't. It doesn't mean that that format for each of the given days was bad in any way. So why don't we kind of get into that? Did you find, Kyle, that the rotating habitats is a little bit tired at this point, or do we think it's the perfect formula for events like this? Because we've seen this mechanic both now in Go Tour, but also Go Fest Global. Mechanically in those events,
I think for this event it was a little bit tiresome.
Okay,
but I think in general it has been fairly successful.
Okay, what was different about this event that made you feel like this is fine, but it could have been better or something like that?
I think part of the problem is just Sinnoh. I like Diamond and Pearl, but as a dex goes, it's not very good.
Yeah.
When you look at the spawns, if you take out Pikachu and the starters, which like I wish I could, the spawns were very, very uninspired because that's just what happened, you know?
Yeah.
Sinnoh has like 14 new evolutions for previously existing Pokemon. So they had to put the previously existing Pokemon in here to kind of include everything.
Yeah. Yeah. There were a lot of, there were a lot of Electabuzz in that park.
I don't want to see Porygon. Why is Porygon here? I know why Porygon is here, because Porygon Z exists. But man. Right. And so like every hour that rotated, it was really one Pokemon hour. I'm here for Stunky. I'm here for Finian. Mm-hmm. I'm here for Quillfish. You know, I don't care. And okay, Quillfish also had Hisuian Sneasel, so that's that. But like, I don't care about the Murkrow, Swinub, more Eevee, the three starters. I don't want to see those ever again, personally. And so, yeah, like, every time it rotated, it didn't feel like there was a hot hour this time around.
Yeah, kind of dependent on what you did or didn't catch yet, which I mean, OK, so that's true, right? There was no hot hour. But is that necessarily a bad thing that all hours had equal appeal, more or less?
Well, I think the way I say it, though, is that all hours had lesser appeal versus equal. Like almost every hour had something worth chasing. Mm-hmm. But not something to get like it didn't make the whole hour exciting. It just, you knew you needed the one Pokemon.
Right. Right. Yeah. So did you catch all your chases?
I missed two of them.
Okay. Okay. I'm in a similar boat.
I didn't get Finian.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran into a Basculin that ran from me. Because my bus got it first.
That was a tragic moment. Everybody cried a little bit. There were single tears all around.
Yeah, my heart hurts right now still.
I'm sorry. Yeah, no. Basculin and Finian are also my two misses. I got everything else.
Yeah.
But gosh darn it.
Yeah, so the biomes were a little bit tired for this event for me. But the stuff they did outside of it, I thought was at least clever, if not a little bit. Not very fun.
Sure.
Speaking of Basculin, running routes, like we mentioned for the LA tour, got you Basculin.
Right.
That's clever. I really don't want to do another route again in my life unless I'm forced to, but at least it's a reason to go do routes. If you have a good route to do, it was great. I imagine that depending on your play area, that felt really bad, though.
Yeah, it probably could have been really negative. We were blessed to be in a spot that had very straightforward and numerous different routes. We went to a couple of different places. We went to a big park. We went to a community college campus. And both places, we were able to pull up routes that were very easy to do. That's because the community had been doing work there and it's popular places to play nearby. And there's no small amount of players in the area. Yeah, I would imagine if you have a play group of 50 for your entire county, you're not going to be tripping over routes, you know, like we were.
Yeah.
And so then, yeah, Basculin is sort of off the table. It is almost surprising, actually, from that perspective, that it was not also available via some other avenue, right? Like in a very rare research task or something like that. It didn't have to be very many, just had to be an opportunity. Also, speaking of things that probably should have been in tasks, I saw it on your face. I'm with you. Know what, Kyle?
No spirit tomb.
No spirit tomb.
You got one. You got one spirit tomb if you needed it for your dex entry.
Yeah.
It was in the research. So there is that. But man, so this is going to all tie in. Speaking of research, the research were awful.
Oh, well.
Awful. Every single task was power up 5.
Yes.
And that's just bad. It's just bad. There was no catch research. There was no transfer. There was no trade. There was no evolve. There was nothing.
Win three raids.
Yeah. Okay. You're right. There were win three raids. Spend money. but there was nothing to like get you to do other things in the game except spend your resources.
Yeah.
Which just, it felt real bad. And also it was RNG. Some like 1 hour was both Shellos, which is cool, I guess. They weren't boosted shiny though for the Shellos, so not that exciting. Next hour had Growlithe and Voltorb in it. That's cool. Those I believe were both boosted. So
I think so.
And then, you know, Toxic Digs had Stunky in it and Sneasel, right? Is that's the hour with Sneasel? No, just
it Stunky. Had Stunky. It had regular Sneasel, right, not his Sneasel. Sui and Sneasel.
Yeah. So like the rewards for some of the hours were good, but I lit so much Stardust on fire on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And the only reason I kept doing it was because I still had a special research to finish 150 field research tasks, because I never do field research.
Oh, yeah. It would have been a little expensive, but it would have been easy to do volume during the event if you really wanted to. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I did. I did like 75. Yeah.
It was amazing.
I picked a couple of things that I decided I wanted to max. I hadn't really thought about it beforehand. If I had, it wouldn't have been so big a deal.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was rough. Didn't like that very much. Would have liked some variety.
By the way, shout out to whoever designed the wild spawns for Geothermal Lagoon that gave us both Hisuian Quillfish and Hisuian Sneasel in the same hour. That was awesome. We did really love that. Where was Electrode? Voltorb. That was Ancient Grove. Oh, with Growlithe in that hour too. That was a very good hour. But yeah,
the problem was
yeah.
We're gonna tie this in. Maybe you were thinking it. That was also the hour that the Origin Forms were in raids.
That's right. That's when you could get your horses. Yep, absolutely.
And so, you know, Chris and mine's group, every time that was like, all right, where's the nearest raids? We're gonna hit all of them. I did like 70 raids ish.
Oh, nice. Okay. I didn't even total mine. Oh,
after a certain point, I stopped doing remote raids because I just decided it wasn't worth it. We were doing enough in-person raids. I didn't want to spend the money.
Yeah.
But I did so many in-person raids. It's ridiculous.
You know, you just tripped over another big part of it, that we had unlimited remote raids this weekend. Mm-hmm. The price was the same unless, you know, you bought like a nice little bundle or something. There were a couple available. But remote raid passes, just them by themselves, that's all you were trying to get out of the bundles, were not any cheaper than they've ever really been. So you were still spending, you know, $5.25 or whatever it is, $5.75, I don't remember what it is, for three of them, really, at its most valuable price or most affordable value-based pricing. So keeping that in mind, and you did just show your hand a little bit, I suppose, for this question, but did you enjoy not having a remote raid limit, and how did it affect your play for the day? Days, rather.
No limits, great, but it's so expensive.
It is too expensive.
I couldn't do it. I bought the 70 raid pass bundle from the web store
for like 40 bucks, right?
Yeah, because I'm like, I knew this, I'm gonna do this. We did a lot and it was worth it. I still have like 30 passes left, so I'll probably have those until I go to GoFest this year.
Nice.
I did remote raids when I felt like I wanted to fill downtime and I'm like, oh, I appreciate this raid being sent. This is good. But after a certain point, I'm like, do I want to spend $220 on another Palkia? I am going to go drive to do another Palkia in about 90 seconds. So do I need this one?
Yeah.
And that's it. If it was 99 cents, I would do it almost without questioning.
I know. It's weird. It's almost as if at the lower price point, they would have made more money.
I probably would have done twice as many raids. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah. 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 It's crazy because it's not even just that they increase the price that makes you hesitate. It is the actual price itself. Like the mobile game mechanic that is banked on from like, the way that our gamer brains work of like, oh, 99 cents, no problem. 99 cents, no problem. Something about this price point gives us all pause.
Yeah.
And so that's good feedback, Niantic. I know you've heard all this feedback and more already, but I mean, I would say the price should be lower for sure. But even so, and even though it gave us pause, like I said, it was lovely having the remote raid limit completely gone. Even if you ended up just doing 6 instead of 5, it was so nice because you didn't have to worry about it. You didn't have to do this weird
option.
Right, exactly. Agency, like we always talk about. You didn't have to think about prioritizing somebody over the other. Like, oh, these are my friends in Europe. They've probably already burned through their invites, so I'm not going to invite them to my raid. Or I'm going to wait to raid with my other friends I know are short-manned on the East Coast, so I don't want to run out. Like, you don't have to make those value judgments anymore. And it simplifies the game. It makes me much more willing to spend that money.
Yeah, so, I agree. And our remote raid chat in the Discord exploded for 3 days because people were willing to do raids. Not just because Dialga and Palkia are desired. Like, that is certainly a factor. But they would do it for any raid. Like, I know a lot of the people in our Discord. Yeah. And they can't. Not even because of the price, although the price is a big deal for me. But because they don't know who they can invite. They can't get people even if they're willing to go to the raids to invite.
Yep. Yeah. So, yeah. It's just very similar to the Rare Candy XL thing. Like, oh, I could spend this on something, but I have a limited amount, so I'm scared to. In some players' minds, the remote limit is the same sort of thing.
I think we brought up something else that I don't remember. The 1 and 3 star raids, completely worthless.
So that was funny. It was nice though, I will say, is that somebody who was like, okay, yeah, I'll do a bunch of raids, but I'm really shiny checking. That was like my main thing. And everybody else in our play group wanted to do raids, so I ended up doing them. I liked that some of those raids, because of that, those gyms became dead raids. Like, oh no, these are all Rowlet, so we don't have to worry about it. I'm like, okay, good. We can keep cruising and hit more clusters, right, to check. So that was nice. And the Hisuian forms in the 3 stars were nice for some people that missed. I mean, even in our group, which consists of people that play quite a bit, there was some desire in that car. Mitch, we're looking at you. For some of the raids that were missed on raid days where that person was otherwise busy. I'm sure that is a familiar story for many people that played this weekend with groups.
Yeah. And a few more things. First off, you touched on it, shinies. Shiny checking. How many shinies did you walk away with? I know we're going to talk about it in the main show for goals.
Oh, no. Hang on. Oh,
Chris
shoot.
Wasn't prepared for this question somehow.
I had that answer last night, and now I forgot. It's age 0 through 3, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. 41. I got a shiny today. I have to leave out, but 41.
Okay. That's a lot.
By the way, the shiny I got today was Party Hat Charmander. Happy Pokemon Day, Kyle.
Happy Pokemon Day.
Thank you.
I'm gonna go click my four spawns here.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, we got Spotlight Hour a little bit here too with that transfer candy, buddy.
Oh god.
With the two Sandshrew types. So that'll be fun. It's Tuesday, by the way, everybody. It's Tuesday afternoon / evening. Forgot to mention that. We're in shambles today.
I got 29 shinies.
29 shinies. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yeah, we had quite a bit of shiny luck going on in our group. So that was what was your best shiny from the weekend or your most exciting catch or so? Give me a highlight, Kyle. Give the folks at home a highlight.
Highlight. Oh man, the Basculin that ran away from me. My heart's gonna probably ache for that for years.
Oh my gosh. I'm not gonna lie. Gotta stop thinking about it. You get those pangs, you know.
This may sound weird, but Shiny Uxie and Shiny Mesprite.
Yeah.
I did not have either of them, and there was no shot that I was going to remote raid whenever they came back to get them.
Sure. Sure.
And that is a perfect transition to mentioning that the Lake Spirits were spawning in the wild.
They were.
They were very frequent. Far, far more frequent than we saw the legendary beasts for Johto Tour.
Yes.
So that was great. That was a great time. I don't care about the Lake Spirits particularly that much, but them spawning and them being something you can call out and stuff like that, great.
Yeah, no, that was very fun. And I think the frequency of them felt good, but if the beasts had been spawning that frequently for Johto Tour, that would have felt strange, I think, almost.
I don't think so.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Something about the small and low profile of the Lake Spirits made it feel more appropriate to me, I think.
I mean, there's sure. The Latios and Latias, I don't remember how frequently they spawned.
Pretty rare. Tour,
but
pretty rare.
It was not that frequent.
I would say that was on par with the beasts, the Latias. Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. I thought the Lake Spirits were, it was entertaining.
Oh, it's also important for us to note that we had Windy for a fair amount of time during our event. And so who knows, that might have boosted their spawns. It probably did. But yeah. So yeah, shiny rates. I mean, we talked about our shinies, but do we feel like the rate for shinies was like in check with expectations? Did it feel good?
This is going to sound very strange. I'm going to say no.
Okay.
And somebody at home is probably going to be like, you got 29 shinies. What do you mean it didn't sound good?
You got 29 shinies. What do you mean it didn't sound good?
Well, first, I caught 2,000 Pokemon. So it is a lot of Pokemon. Only some Pokemon had boosted shiny rates. And I still can't find where they said that. And I'm on the page right now for Global Tour, and there's nowhere says the specific Pokemon. And I'm so confused. Because everyone was speaking like it was a fact. But the specific new shinies were boosted, which is very cool. You know, Stunky. What else do we have? Hisuian, Quillfish, Sneasel.
It's at the bottom of the global thing. It's one of the three things that they say, even more fun to discover. Shining surprises await. Look forward to an increased chance of encountering shiny Turtwig, shiny Chimchar, shiny Piplup, shiny Stunky, shiny costume Pokemon, and more. Plus, you'll have an increased chance of shiny Hisuian Voltorb, shiny Hisuian Quillfish, Pachirisu, Chatot, and shiny Carnivine.
I'm fine. I'm so glad we talked about that. Okay. Yeah. See, this is okay. I see where it is. This is not a good location for this.
No.
This is the type of thing I'm not reading. Yeah. These three parts right here at the bottom that talk about encountering Regigigas, the routes for Basculin, and the shiny surprise. No, bad. This is awful. This needs to be at the top or in the list of Pokemon.
Oh, also, so Shiny Basculin was released, and we knew this because we had LA prior, and so whatever, they were going to be in routes too. They do not say here that White Striped Basculin, which was appearing in routes, which they do not say that it could be shiny. And to me, that is also a headlining detail. That's a new shiny release. That's huge.
Agreed.
Very strange.
This is a fantastic transition now. Eggs.
Pachirisu,
Chatot, Carnivine.
Yeah. How about that?
I hatched 140 eggs, roughly.
Oh, my word.
This weekend. Almost all of them this weekend. I
rookie numbers.
Didn't hatch anything beforehand, and I was also using regular incubators for like twos and fives. I only used supers for tens.
Okay. Yeah.
Because I had a lot of regulars because of the expedition passes.
Yeah, I was also using regulars on twos and fives, and the tens were in supers. It was beautiful. Yeah. I loved it. I hatched 272.
I didn't get any shinies. Just to not bury the lead there, but I hatched 140 eggs. I didn't get a single shiny.
I thought you did. Eggs.
I also didn't get a hundo at all the weekend, so I'm just kind of salty about that, but whatever.
Yeah, no hundos really to be found. I hatched one shiny Pachirisu out of my 272 from that week.
That's still really bad, especially like some...
It's pretty bad.
With much higher rates. Increased shiny from hatching eggs. Yeah, right.
They're lying. Yeah,
put it politely.
But it's cool to have the regionals and eggs. It was very nice, limited pool of just three to chase. I mean, yes. It was a similar scenario last tour well in Hoenn, but. Okay.
Way, 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 way too many 2 and 5K eggs.
You think so?
I probably got 50% 2 and 5Ks. So it was split from 2 and 5 and 10Ks. It was too many. And it's not to say that the 2 and the 5s were bad, because the two and like the fives were okay and the twos were good if you wanted the babies, but none of them were boosted shinies. So like, get that away from me. And the 10 was what everyone wanted.
Right.
If I could have paid another $5 to only get 10K eggs because of the egg bonus, I would have. That's bad it is.
That was the idea behind that egg bonus to begin with. It was supposed to be predominantly 10-kilometer eggs, and it was last year.
But that no, you're misremembering. The bonus at the in-person one got mostly 10K eggs. You just got to keep it for global because of the error. That was never available for global.
Right. What I'm saying is that the rate in the park and at global this year was the same. There was also people saying, and I experienced it, a higher amount of 2 and 5 kilometer eggs in LA as well.
But LA's egg bonus specifically did say you got more 10Ks, didn't it, this year?
Right. Right. That's what I'm saying. My experience doing both, because we had our tickets comped in LA, but we bought our tickets for global, that the rates were the same for global and LA this year. Last year, it was pumped up for both for me. But was there a ticket for Expedition last year? I don't think there was, right? Not for global. No,
I don't think there was a ticket you could buy for global to make Expedition.
Yeah, right. So it was the same verbiage, but it seemed like there was more 2s and 5s even at LA. That's the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah, I'm pretty salty about the eggs, not going to lie. And now I have so many of these regionals that I already had. I need to get rid of them.
the thing, though, is that the 5K pool in this set was actually pretty good. Yeah, it had the Hisuians and Stunky and a couple of other chases in it. The 2Ks are really the problem, but those had babies in it too. So like you could hatch a Qingling, a Bonsly, you know, like some of these are valuable, right?
So yes and no. The babies make their ways around all the time. So I think they have less value than otherwise for filling out the space.
Yeah. Yeah.
If it had been 75-25 for 10Ks to, and then 2 and 5Ks would have been better.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anecdotal evidence, though, although we did like 700, 800 eggs in the car alone.
Yes. I also have to walk back the 5K pool a little bit. Well, it does have Hisuian, Voltorb, and Hisuian Quillfish. The other two are not Hisuian. It is Stunky, like I did say, but also Gibble. I thought there were other Hisuians in there.
I definitely think they should have swapped Gibble for Hisuian Sneasel or Finian.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
That would have been okay. Obviously, that would make it all the shinies people want to chase. Gibble's not bad. It just, I mean, I didn't like get angry if I hatched a Gibble, but it was like, yeah, okay.
All right. So here's a good question for you. How many shiny Gibble did you get this weekend that you didn't want?
None. I didn't get any shiny Gibble.
What?
In fact, the only non-boosted shinies I got a Shinx. I got a Bronzor.
Oh boy.
I got a pink Shellos.
Technically Bronzor is boosted.
Well, but for the event.
All right. Yeah. All right.
And I got a Burmy.
Oh, which Burmy though? Grass cloak. Cool. Yeah. Everybody knows the pink one's the best one.
Yep.
But that's not bad. I got three Gible off my plus. Oh, three. I'm very upset about it. No Bronzor though, which is a blessing of its own design.
Stop clicking on them.
Yeah, well, no, not necessarily true, because we were doing, and this brings me to something I want to ask you about in particular, is we were doing our party play tasks. Yes, you had the opportunity to play a fair amount of party play. You've played party play before, but it was in short spurts.
Not a lot. Not much.
This was strategic, organized play. We are here to knock out tasks. We're going to min-max what's appropriate for tasks for the hour. How was that experience for you with party play?
I think it was fine. I think as a feature, the party play power is insane.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's really good.
That's great. I think the challenges are whatever. I think that party play serves a great feature for them to hide or nestle things in for future events, though. Like this event.
Yeah.
All of the, like, you could get Reggie candy from doing party play. If you did a catch 9 steel types, you got 3 Registeel candy, which is cool. Like, that's cool. Like that. And so I think there's opportunities for stuff like that.
I agree. I think that they kind of spread their wings a little bit this time, and they knew people were going to be doing it because they're together and everybody has to still work through that special research for doing 30 tasks or challenges four 90. Times. Yeah.
Well, the first step is only like it's 5 only, or whatever, but
oh, I think it's like, isn't it like 10?
It's 3 30s and then something else from the first step that I don't remember anymore, but
it's probably like 100 total. I think
probably. It's bad. Yeah. It's bad. We were grinding and we still only did like 75 total.
Yeah. Yeah. I finished my research, you but I was, I that's right. I was over halfway. So for me, I had just finished with like an hour left on the entire event. Very happy to be done with that. But yeah, this was the first time that I played party play. In LA, party play was really good because it's very helpful when you get split up from your group. Some people go to the bathroom. Some people are like, I'm going to grab this raid. I'll be right back. If you lose track of somebody, you can use the avatar in game to somewhat approximate where that person is. And it was helpful reuniting with people, especially considering the entire park from tip to tail was within relative playing distance of the feature. Right. And it really helped that it lasted longer than an hour, which
yes.
Now that we've had it without it, seems like such a strange limitation to have, despite the reasons we were giving about, like, you know, the privacy concerns and things like that. If you're with a group of people that you agree to be in a party with, just let us play for 8 hours. It was great. It worked so much better without having to reset. I think if we had to keep resetting, people would have lost interest by hour 4, hour 5 and been like, whatever, I'm just checking and raiding. I don't have time for this. You know, it made it much easier to persist in the background, I suppose.
Yeah, 100%.
So we didn't touch on this, but shiny rates for the raids were seemingly not boosted either.
You mean for the legendary raids or just raids?
For the legendary raids. They did not feel as though they were boosted. We only had a few shinies, honestly, from our group. A couple of people got more than one, but most of us only got 1 or 2 total shinies from raids, and our group went really hard. I think like 70 to 80 per person for the weekend.
I mean, legendaries always have the same rate, though. They're never boosted. They're never lower, though. They're always 1 in 20.
I'm just saying it this time, to me, it seemed to stand out. Because, like, I remember when Rayquaza last year was out for GoFest, that shiny rate felt boosted because people were getting 6 or 7 after doing, like, 50 raids.
Yeah, I mean, I did – obviously, I'm only one person. I did the 75-ish, and I got 4.
Yeah.
Four shinies.
That's still twice as good as the results that people were having, at least from our group, for this past weekend for raids. Who's counting? Yeah. Yeah. No, I think it was fine, though. Honestly, all the pros and cons, all of it considered, game feel for this weekend was great. With the one exception of not having something different on Sunday, even if it was minimal, something different to help differentiate the days would have been nice. But again, then FOMO would not have been banished for half the people that wanted to play. Right. So,
yeah. So overall thoughts, that those are your overall thoughts for just the general event?
Yeah, I think it was great. I think for the global version of the event that I had already given a pretty good rating for, like actually a really good rating for in LA, I gave that like a 9 out of 10. I think as a global event, it translated pretty well. I'm going to give it an 8 because it did feel like it was missing something. And I think that was the collection challenge. There was no collection challenge at all, which was very disappointing to me.
I'm going to be the opposite here. For a discussion, I don't think this event was very good.
Oh, okay.
I had a fantastic time this weekend, and it was nothing to do with the event.
Okay.
The event served as a catalyst to be around friends and just socialize and hang out. But when you looked at what was happening in Go itself, It was just very uninspiring.
Yeah.
The raids were the most exciting part. It was the only real new thing to pay attention to. There was nothing else to drive my play. The lack of collection challenge is a huge one, in my opinion, as well, that Chris mentioned, but I think it was a bigger deal for me. And the Sinnoh just being a kind of a boring generation in general. I think they did okay with what they had, but they definitely could have done more.
Yeah, that's I feel like part of my rating is hitched to that idea that the Pokedex for Sinnoh is lacking. And so they did not have a lot to work with as they would like for next year for Unova. Whole brand new Pokedex. If there isn't a collection challenge, I'm going to riot. Sort of scenario. I think they did pretty well. I think it was done better in LA with all the fun evolutions in the wild. They could have had more of that exploration type magic going on here for global. But all things considered, I think it was pretty good, you know? So
yeah, I mean,
is your rating weighted with that understanding as well? Or
I mean, it is, but it also is like they could have done more to make up for it. The fact that there's no collection challenge just shows like that would have been something easy to do that wouldn't even have required thought.
Yeah.
Obviously, anything else would have required more thought that I'm not going to try and make up here on the spot because that's just silly.
Sure. Sure. But and the fact that the days were identical, I mean, that collection challenge could have existed and it could have ran for 2 days.
Yeah. It's like it's like a 6 out of 6.5 for me.
That's pretty good on the Kyle scale, though.
Yeah, I mean, it was good. It was good enough that I could have done anything in Pokemon Go in the same scenario we had on Saturday and Sunday and had just as much fun.
Okay.
What was happening in Go was almost irrelevant to my enjoyment. And that should say a lot, I think.
Sure. Sure. I don't know. I wish I could say the same, but I shiny checking was phenomenal for me. I really I enjoyed.
I've seen a lot of people say they played with, you know, one other person or two other people, and it's just not there. Like,
yeah, yeah. But were they doing routes? Were they doing party play?
I mean,
all that good stuff.
Look, let's be real here. The party play did not actually add anything.
No, I think it was mostly just the excitement of being able to finish the research that was really driving my enjoyment.
You know that if no one in the car needed the research, none of us would have been actually actively picking, intentionally for the tasks. We would have partied up for party play. In fact, we probably would have split up our parties more for party play. It would have been easier.
It would have been.
Huge downside to party play, by the way. Don't like that now that I've done it. is if you have a group of eight people, it's better to split into four groups of two so that you have four party power instead of two party power.
Is that how it works?
It's, well, it's per party, and the parties share the button.
Oh.
As far as I... Someone correct me if I'm wrong. Write an email. I'd love to actually know. But as far as I could tell, whoever hit the power button first, their charge attack was doubled next. Not your teammates.
I don't know, because it is so wonky that I can't tell. And yeah. I haven't looked up the answer. I've done plenty of party play. I've finished the research. And I still could not tell you from hands-on experience how that mechanic actually works in the details. Yeah. Sometimes that blue thing goes up and then I get a times two underneath. And sometimes it doesn't.
Yep.
And sometimes it just sits there full with no two times underneath. Oh, my gosh. Oh, one thing. Oh, my gosh, Kyle, I'm so frustrated about this still.
Oh, no.
If you're not the party leader in party play and it rolls over the next task, don't put an X at the bottom of the screen for me to close out of that screen if it doesn't actually work. Oh, my gosh. I clicked on it. There's like 20, 25 seconds of hang time before that X actually lets you out of that menu and continue playing. It was so frustrating. I kept like missing Baskill into my plus. I kept like losing out on spawns because we passed them too quick. Like, oh my gosh, I did not care for that. That needs to be tightened up for sure.
Yep, agreed.
Gosh.
Parting comment. Spatial Rand is great.
Oh, yeah.
War of Time just is whatever. I don't know if anyone will ever be able to convince me that War of Time is got value, but I know why people think it has value.
It does have value.
No,
it's just not worth it to you. If you have every single premium item going and one of them is your adventure incense, you got an egg, you got a star piece, you got an adventure incense going, and you use Roar of Time, that has value. If you're looking to just elongate one lucky egg, no, that ain't like, it.
Even triple Stardust, for example, you won't make your 5,000 back in the 5 minutes you bought yourself unless there's also like a combi spawning or a fungus spawning or something like that. Then it's an easy one. But
yeah,
it's too expensive. The candy's nothing. You're going to get rare candy if you play this game. The dust literally makes War of Time not worth
it. I think in that scenario specifically that you're putting out there is you are paying resources for the benefit of not having to worry about re-upping that item.
It's just too small of a time.
I mean, you're
looking
much,
at what 60,000 stardust for 30 more minutes, whatever.
Something like that. Like, yeah, something like that. I wouldn't know. I've only used Spatial Rend because I'm a Palkia boy at heart.
Yeah, Spatial Rend is great. It's fun.
Oh, God. It looks so cool, too. It looks really good.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
I do like it. I think it has value personally. But I also can see why it has no value either, because you can just keep walking depending on how you're playing.
Yeah.
So, you know, Chris will use Spatial Rend while sitting at home and see 35 more Pokemon. So
that's right.
Pay for itself.
I will. Thank you very much. I will. I haven't done it yet, but that is a good application I could use it for. I'm just saying, like, just those of you at home that are like, but Roar of Time is the best move because I'm a Dialga stan. Like, okay, great. Dialga is valid, and so is your love of Dialga. But your love of Roar of Time is not valid. And here is one simple reason why. The amount of things you have to do and have up in, like, the scenario has to be so specific and relies on so many factors for Roar of Time to be valuable, to return a profit of some kind. Spatial Rend doesn't really need that. All they need are there more spawns nearby that you can't see? Great. Hit that button. Boom. There they are. Worth it. Value every time. Also, it looks cool.
Yeah.
That is our collective hot take. All right. Cool, cool, cool. So I think that pretty much wraps it up. So we hope that you had a great experience this past weekend. You got out and got to play with some folks. I'm happy to walk away from this Go Tour double weekend from the in-person LA and the global experience. I'm very happy to walk away from both of those saying that, hey, the in-person event was certainly worth it. Last year, it was kind of you know, touch and go for a while because Vegas had a lot of issues. LA was great. And Global was just as good as it was last year. Honestly, I don't think there was any massive change or improvements or change, like anything really.
I think the difference with Global last year was we got primals.
Yeah, but we got
extreme desire and chase that brought value just by existing.
Yeah, but we got origin forms this time with adventure effects. So like that's supposed to be the same.
Yeah, but you only need one origin form technically.
That's true. And for primal reversion, you're really only investing in one probably if you're a normal player.
Yeah, but you want the wealth of energy.
Yes. Okay. I think that's pretty much it, though. So we don't want to keep talking too much. Otherwise, this is going to turn into a regular episode. okay, so we'll see you later this week when we do our five-person seasonal update episode for this upcoming season. See you there. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.